Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Ekev, Tavshin Ayin Vav. After a brief hiatus, we are back and we'll continue in Yemetz Hashem, our weekly series on the Parsha. In the base week's Parsha, the first pasuk of the Torah says, V'hoya Ekev Tishmon. What does the word Ekev mean? Ekev, as we know, is Milashan Yaakov, like we find that Yitzchak gave the name to his son Yaakov. Why is that? As the Torah tells us, "Yaakov echezes ba'akev Esav." V'yaday echezes ba'akev Esav. His hand grabbed onto the heel of his brother. When Esav and Yaakov were being born, Esav came out first. Yaakov grabbed the heel of Esav. V'haya ekev tishmon. If you will listen to the heel. What does that mean? What is the translation? What is the pshat? What is the understanding of Ekev Tishmon? Rashi here explains, what does it mean, Ekev? It doesn't mean a heel, but it means mitzvah she'adam dash ba'akevav. A mitzvah that a person tramples on with his heel. What does Rashi mean by that? The simple understanding of Rashi is that the mitzvahs that are small, that we take for granted, that maybe are easy to forget about, that's mitzvah she'adam dash ba'akevav. And the Torah is telling us that they are important. But perhaps we can give a deeper understanding to what Rashi is coming to tell us. People make a mistake and they think that the small mitzvahs or the little things don't count. President John F. Kennedy once said that big people do big things. That hashkafa, that philosophy is antithetical to Limud HaTorah, to Yahadus, and to what it means to being a Yid. Big people do little things. The little things are what make us great. If a person says, I only have a few minutes to learn, it's not enough, I want to have 3 hours, 6 hours, I'll finish Shas, I'll do some great things in that time. The 2 minutes that I have to learn, that's not enough for me. I'm not going to waste my time with that. That's mitzvah she'adam dash ba'akevav. Those are mitzvahs that a person tramples with his heel because he looks at them as something insignificant. What does a person trample with his heel? A person tramples an ant or a bug. Why does he do that? Because they're insignificant to him. They don't mean anything to him. The Torah is telling us over here, V'haya ekev tishmon, that they're very significant. What a person does with the small mitzvahs, with the smallest amount of time that he has, that is what makes him into a gadol. The Chafetz Chaim famously wrote that he used to smoke cigarettes. In the old days, what did they do when they smoked? They used to take paper and they would wrap it and put nicotine and put tobacco inside and then they would smoke it. They couldn't buy ready-made cigarettes like we have today. The Chafetz Chaim was once in shul. He was learning and someone came in and started rolling a cigarette. And the Chafetz Chaim saw that by the time the person had finished rolling the cigarette, he had finished an Amud of Gemara. The Chafetz Chaim said to himself, in such a short amount of time, I can finish an Amud Gemara. He gave up smoking on the spot when he was younger. That's mitzvah she'adam dash ba'akevav. As we mentioned earlier, the Torah tells us by Yaakov Avinu that Yitzchak called him Yaakov. Yaakov is the Ish Yoshev Aholim. He's the person that learns Torah. A person can only shtag one line after the other, one daf after the other, one parak after the other, one mesechta after the other. If we try to chop something in one shot, if we try to chop madrigas in one second, a person will not shtag. Esav, on the other hand, comes from the lashon of Esav, asu, done. Esav doesn't want to work. He doesn't want to build brick by brick. He wants to come into something which is finished already. He doesn't want to put in the harvanya. He doesn't want to put in the agia. He does not see the significance behind doing the akeva, doing things with a heel, doing things step by step. But Rashi is telling us another lesson, that the akev, the heel, that is what someone needs in order to walk. How painful is it when someone has a bone spurs in his heel and his heel is somewhat handicapped, he can't walk. Why? because the heel is the basis of a person being able to continue and follow through and to walk and do what he has to do. So let's hope, Mirtz Hashem, that we should take the lesson in this week's parasha of Ekev Tishmun to reevaluate and to reassess and to look at those little mitzvahs, the short amount of time that we have to do a mitzvah here and a limud there, a maisa chesed here, and stucca there. Whatever the amount of time that we have, even a small amount of time, a small mitzvah, a small act, that builds us up to being great people. A good Shabbos.